If you have your Bibles, please turn to the Song of Songs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
可以大家把圣经打开，让我们翻到雅歌第一章。
And I'll have Brother Derek to go ahead and read this passage.
我来替大家攻读雅歌第一章一至四节。所罗门的歌，诗歌中的雅歌，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
May the Lord add His blessing to both the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿主祝福宣讲和传道他话语的人。
Well, it's good to be back.And it's good to be up here.
我很高兴我又回到大家的当中。
You're probably wondering, why did you choose the Song of Songs?
你可能会想问为什么我们今天选择来看雅歌呢？
Maybe I had a really good time being away.
或许我在这休假这段期间有一个非常美好的时光。
Let me ask you, when this book is open, what is your first impressions when it comes to the Song of Songs?
你对雅歌的第一印象是什么？
You know, some of us get really nervous when we open up this book.
有些时候我们看到这本书会可能会感到很紧张。
Maybe when we were young, we were afraid to open it up until we were married.
或许我们当时觉得我们还太年轻，或者我们要觉得要等到结婚之后再来看这本书才合适。
And maybe when we get older, sometimes we avoid this book because it's poetry.
或许在我们年长的时候再来看这本书，我们会选择去跳过它，因为它有很多当中有很多诗词的题材。
And maybe we resist it because we think that this book was for a certain stage of life.
或者我们特别跳过它，因为我们觉得这个东西雅歌说的东西跟我们生活的某一个季节有关。
Brothers and sisters, may I remind you, this is the word of the Lord, and this is the book of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，我想提醒大家，这个也是神话语的其中一部分。
All scriptures are inspired by God.
所有圣经都是神所默示的。
Because this song is found in the Bible, and when you see it, not just complements the wisdom literature that is Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, but the rest of scripture, because it eventually sheds light on the evidence or the ultimate revelation of wisdom and love found only in Christ.
雅歌这卷书呢是在圣经里面找到的，那它也是所谓智慧文学的其中的一部分。那智慧文学有包括了约伯记、箴言，还有传道书，而且它揭示了在耶稣基督中所发现的智慧与爱。
Now, when it came to this book of the Bible, did you know that this book was read on an annual basis?
你知道雅歌这卷书是每年希伯来人都会在每年都会拿出来宣读的吗？
So at some of the festivals, the Hebrews would read this book aloud.
在每年在节庆节日上，希伯来人都会把雅歌这卷书拿出来，在众人面前宣读。
It said during Passover they would read the Song of Songs, the Book of Ruth, Esther, Ecclesiastes, and Lamentation in its entirety to the Hebrew people.
特别是在逾越节的时候，希伯来人会把雅歌、路德记、还有以斯帖记、还有传道书以及耶利米哀歌全部的一起的来阅读。
So the Hebrew people were very familiar with this book, especially it being read on an annual basis.
所以希伯来人呢，他们很清楚知道雅歌这卷书的存在。
Now this Song of Songs, as I mentioned, it is poetry. It's lyrical poetry. It's a drama being played out.
就是我刚刚说到的雅歌这卷书里面有很多诗歌的诗词的这些题材。
Again, you may want to ask, why the Song of Songs?
那我们可能不禁要问为什么要读雅歌呢？
You know, actually one Bible scholar thought that the Song of Songs gives us perspectives.
有一位圣经学者说给出了这样的观点。
He says, now there's the Song of Songs in the book of Proverbs.And there's one that may have a tendency for boys and one has a tendency for girls.
我们知道圣经里面有雅歌，不只有雅歌，还有另外一个是箴言。
In the book of Proverbs, some have said that it challenges men or it challenges young boys, you know, more so than it does the women.
那么箴言呢是为了挑战男孩，而雅歌是为了挑战女孩的。
And the rationale is the word son is mentioned more than 40 times while the daughter is not even used at all.
因为在箴言当中呢，我儿这个字出现了40次，而女儿这个字没有出现过。
And if you recall the book of Proverbs, and the idea to stay away from the seducer, it concludes with the emphasis of saving yourself or admiring the Proverbs 31 woman.
而箴言开头的大部分在警告这位年轻人要远离淫妇，然后最后也强调要预备自己来称赞箴言31章当中提到了这个才德的妇人。
Now, not only say the Song of Songs, sometimes it favors more towards the gals, the females.
而雅歌呢，特别是对女性而写的。
Why? The rationale is because it's given from the perspective, or the young woman is one of the main subjects.
因为雅歌里面的主要的内容是由一位年轻的女子所说出来的。
And the emphasis is patient.Now, passion later.
而且当中特别强调现在要忍耐，将来才热情。
Uncompromised purity presently gives an unquenchable passion and a covenant relationship in the future.
要有毫不妥协的纯洁，将来在盟约关系里面才有不能抹灭的热情。
Proverbs, Song of Songs, both books gives a plug in terms of God's way, in terms of God's purity and the right relationship in marriage designed by God.
而这两本书呢，雅歌跟箴言都是一致的，他们都是为了要追求纯洁，透过神的方式，也是神对设计对婚姻当中正确的关系。
The Song of Songs is for both men and women, young boys and young girls. It's for all.
所以这两本书呢，都是不只是为了男士，而且为了女士。
Now, when we read this book right away from the very first line, we understand the author is Solomon.
当我们在看雅歌最开始前面的时候，他说是所罗门之歌。
And sometimes we kind of scratch our head. Was it before he became king? Or was it before he had this promiscuous lifestyle?
我们不禁会想，这是所罗门王在当王之前写的吗？或是他过了淫乱的生活方式的之前写的呢？
Is this when he was very young? Or thinking back? Or this is when he's old thinking back?
这是他在年轻的时候，还是他年老的时候写的？
Remember, this song is not necessarily about Solomon or for Solomon, but it's to teach us all in terms of God and His given love that is precious and especially displayed between a man and a woman.
但是我们知道雅歌，我们要知道雅歌不是关于一个人，也不是关于所罗门王写的，而是雅歌是圣经当中用诗词的方式来传达盟约关系之中一男一女之间珍贵的爱。
This song is a poetic picture.Of what God intended marriage to be.
雅歌是神对婚姻想表达的一幅图画。
If you read this song enough, and you apply this song enough, what you would have is a beautiful love and harmony and joy, just like it was with Adam and Eve prior to sin that entered the world.
我们仔细来读雅歌的时候，就看得到，它是神在设立一男一女之间的关系是多么的和谐，而且是在罪恶还没有进入世界之前。一男一女之间美好的爱。
God is good and God is wise.
神是良善的，是有智慧的。
So let's take a look at this song.
所以就让我们来看雅歌。
Now, by the way, when it came to the author, King Solomon, it said that in 1 Kings chapter 4 that he wrote more than 3,000 proverbs, and his song numbered 1,005.
我们知道在列王记上有记载所罗门王曾写了3000句的箴言还有诗歌1005首。
Yet for all the songs that he wrote, this song comes to the top because this is the Song of Songs.
在所罗门王写过所有的歌中这首歌是歌中之歌。
So when you see that, it says the Song of Songs, it really means this is the best one. This is the one that comes to the top.
这代表什么呢？这代表说这首歌是最好的。
When Scripture uses the phrase like Song of Songs, or like even the reference to God as the King of Kings or the Lord of Lords, it means the very best, the best of all.
在圣经当中使用歌中之歌，就好像里面说到万王之王、万主之主一样，这意味它是最好的。
So this song, the lyrics, this poetry stands among the best.
所以这首雅歌呢，绝对是歌中之歌，最好的歌，是超越其他的。
So following the introduction in verse 2, it all of a sudden this verse 2 stands out.
所以当我们来看第二节的时候
，Why? Because it says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine."
第二节马上就看到，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
So let me put it down for the first point, and that is the attraction for your spouse is welcome, however within the divine boundaries.
我们接下来就提到我们的第一点，在神所设立的界限内，对配偶的吸引力是允许的。
Now I know why this book makes us uncomfortable, because the book opens with kisses.
现在我知道，可能对我们当中有些人，看到雅各的时候，让我们觉得很紧张，因为他一开始提到亲嘴。
But it shouldn't make you uncomfortable, especially in the marital context, right?
但是如果我们用婚姻的角度来看的话，就不会觉得紧张了，不是吗？
But Scripture says, "Is let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine."
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Now, as you know, the woman is doing most of the talking here.
就像我们之前提到了，这是一位年轻的女子所说的。
And she is saying, "Let him kiss me."
这位年轻的女子说到，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
So when I look at this, we're not just talking like a very quick kiss, we're talking like a very passionate kiss here.
所以这位年轻的女子她想要一个比较热情的亲嘴。
Now, have you ever wondered just how long a passionate kiss really is?
你有没有想过一个热情的亲嘴要多长呢？
Now, if I would say, is it under 30 seconds or over 30 seconds?
你觉得是超过或是低于30秒？
Maybe you might say, well, that's under 30 seconds for sure.
你可能会觉得是低于30秒。
But actually, studies have showed the average length is actually 1 minute plus.
但是调查发现一个热情的吻平均长度超过一分钟。
You might say, where is my passionate kiss? It's been missing for a while.
你可能会不禁问自己，这个热情的亲吻我怎么没有经历过呢？
But according to one magazine entitled Marriage Partnership, the passionate kiss is even considered more intimate than sex.
有另外一个杂志 Marriage Partnership 的研究发现，热情的亲嘴也在婚姻当中扮演很重要的角色。
Some even say that it's an indicator in terms of the passion that's in the love relationship between the husband and the wife.
他们这个研究发现，这个吻有多少热情在里面，就反映出婚姻中的关系。
Why is there such a strong attraction here?
那这位年轻的女子怎么会这位年轻的女子怎么会对他有这么强的吸引力呢？
It's compared in concern with wine, and so this love is even better than wine.
而这个亲嘴甚至是以比酒更美的这样的比拟。
In other words,It is very satisfying. It takes delight in it.
换句话说，就是这边所提到的亲嘴是一个非常享受的事情。
The young maiden, the young woman, delights in a passionate desire and attraction.
这位年轻的女子渴望有这样一个充满激情的亲嘴。
And so, not only this, but also in verse 3, it says, "Your anointing oils are fragrant."
我们接下来第三节看到说，你的膏油馨香。
So another attraction is smell or the scent.
所以另外一个的这样的一个吸引，可以是另外一个是说他的身上的气味而吸引。
Now, did you know that it was actually customary even in the Jewish culture way back when for both men and women to apply ointments, and that is fragrance to their bodies?
像当时的文化习俗里面，男女都会涂抹膏油或是香油在身上，是有香味的。
Now it is, yes, it is to help them smell more nice and pleasant, and it is usually more evident, especially when it came to times where festivals occurred.
那这些香油或膏油在涂在身上是有香气的，特别是在去参加祭典或节日的时候。
So sometimes I wonder, this whole idea about smelling, this whole idea of anointing oils, fragrant, is this really a plug for deodorant or perfume or cologne or soaps?
所以你就会现在这种身上来掩盖气味的这些想法，就好像是现在的香水啦，或是除臭剂，或是古龙水一样。
Have you ever noticed how many cleansing products have smell?Good refreshing smells.
你有没有想过我们现在当中有很多添加香油的这些产品呢？
Let me tell you how important smell is, especially even in a marital relationship.
让我来告诉你，身上的气味是有多么的重要。
You know, there was some time back I was sitting with a widow.
几年前呢，我正去一个失去丈夫的妇人交谈。
And she told me, I still smell him.
她告诉我呢，她仍然闻到她丈夫的味道。
At first I was kind of lost. I was like, what do you mean you still smell him? Because, you know, he's gone.
所以其实我觉得很奇怪，她的丈夫已经去世有一阵子了。
She still smelled him. The smell was still real.
那她仍然闻到她丈夫的气味。
Maybe it had to do with the jacket in the closet. Maybe it had to do with the chair that he once sat on. Maybe it had to do with the dresser drawers was still his clothes there. Maybe that was the smell.
有可能是她丈夫的夹克仍然放在这个壁橱里面，或者是她曾经坐过的椅子仍然在那边，或者是她的梳妆台的抽屉是空的，打开来仍然有她先生的气味。
But isn't it true a spouse could pick up the scent of their other spouse?
在婚姻里面，伴侣互相之间通常都能够去注意到另外一半的身上的气味。
Even when it comes to courtship between a young man and a young woman,
甚至在年轻的谈恋爱的这些人。
Usually we have to tell the young man to smell a little bit better, right?
通常我们会告诉这些年轻的男士们，让他们注意自己身上的气味。
It's important in terms of the smell here.
所以我们了解到身上的气味是有多么的重要。
What's the bottom line here?
这边的重点是什么呢？
The young lady feels good about her man because he takes the necessary steps and time to make himself attractive to her.
这位年轻的 女子很欣赏这位男士，因为他用时间还有步骤来装扮自己。
In other words, he doesn't take her for granted.
换句话说，他花这些时间让他自己对他有吸引力，而他不把这位女士视作理所当然。
He sets her free even to be the aggressor in this relationship.
他在这位男士在这个盟约关系中让这位女士得自由，让她成为主动者。
Maybe it's a question for us husbands. Do we take our wives for granted?
我们要问自己，丈夫们，你们把你的妻子视作理所当然呢？
Maybe because now we're married, we do take our wives for granted. We don't dress up as much. We don't use deodorant as much. I don't know.
记得当初你追求你太太的时候，你穿好的衣服，梳着帅的头，然后用除臭剂。但几十年结婚了之后，你不再这么做了。
But can your wife actually say your love is better than wine?
你能不能做什么以至于你太太能够对你说你的爱情比酒更美？
Now here's another thought when we think about our body being a temple of God.
还有另外一个要分享的是，我们要想想看，我们的身体是从神而来的。
Remember, God has redeemed us by the precious blood of the Lord.
而我们的身体是我们的新郎耶稣基督用他自己的珍贵宝血而救赎的。
And because we're all redeemed, we need to take care of our body when it comes to worship and when it comes to our lives to be used for His glory.
因此我们更需要谨慎地来对待我们的身体，因为我们的身体是要用来为神所用的。
So 1 Corinthians tells us we do need to take care of our bodies. And it says, Do you not know the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not of your own. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
哥林多前书也说到，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里面的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
In other words, take care of yourself. Use your body for the glory of God.
换句话来说，你要好好的来对待你的身体，将我们的身体要来为神所用。
The second thing that we see here, besides attraction, we see admiration.
而第二点呢，是我们在神设立的界限内对配偶有更多的称赞。
And once again, admiration is welcome within the divine boundaries between a husband and wife.
而这个对配偶的称赞呢，特别是在一个段婚姻盟约一男一女的关系之间，是我们需要有是欢迎的。
Now notice this phrase because it is kind of peculiar. It says, "Your name is oil being poured out, therefore the virgins love you."
这边第三节说到你的名如同 倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
Now, this verse is a perfect complement to the preceding verse because it complements, so it's more than just a physical appearance, because it uses the word your name, which means your reputation, your character, your caliber.
这句为什么说到这边呢？因为我们看得到一个人重要的不仅仅是他的外在，他身上的气味或是他的外表。换句话说，你的名就是指你的名声、你的品格还有你的品性。
In other words, your character quality counts, doesn't it?
换句话说，一个人的品格很重要，是不是？
For this song, this particular about this guy, his fame or his reputation or his character is without question, and it's widely known. So in other words, it is poured out there.
这章节这边提到的这位男士，他的名誉、他的品格是毫无疑问众所皆知的。
Now it says that phrase, even the virgins love you, and it seems odd, doesn't it?
所以这边说到众童女都爱你，这句话看似很奇怪。
But the idea, the emphasis is that even everybody knows about this guy's quality.In other words, he has character.
我们去理解背景就知道为什么会这么说呢？因为其他的女士也知道许配给他这位男士是位行为端正、有良好品格的人。
You know, when young people, when they start to date in court, they form opinion with a potential person, right?
年轻人在交往或是约会的时候，我们常常会对要来判断一个人。
And how they form their opinion, it has to do with attraction, it has to do with admiration.
我们可能用怎么样去判断一个人呢？我们会看别人对这个人的意见跟评价。
And the latter part of admiration is not just what they think. Sometimes they ask, well, what do you think? They ask loved ones, like mom, they ask dad, what do you think? Or they ask their friends, what do you think of this guy?
而有些时候我们会参考其他家人跟朋友的意见。
Now, fortunately for my case, Julie's parents, they thought pretty well of me.
我很幸运的呢，我的太太 Julie, 她的父母亲对我有非常好的评价。
But it makes a difference, not just simply first impressions, but lasting impressions.
而且这个别人对你个人的评价通常都是非常重要，而且会有长远的影响。
Is this young man, is this young woman a man of character? Is this person Christ-like in character? How he communicates, how she communicates?
这位年轻的男士，他要是不是能够跟基督一样呢？有没有良好的品格，能够当个好的沟通者？
Not just how they communicate between a young man and a young woman, how do they communicate with others? Those who are discouraged, those who are downtrodden,How do they communicate with others?
不仅是要做一个好的沟通者，他对有需要的这些亲朋好友有没有充满恩典，有没有充满怜悯呢？
You can learn a lot about somebody is not simply how they communicate to their loved one, but how do they communicate to others too as well.
我们可以从一个人跟其他人的关系跟交通的当中可以看得到这个人个人的身上的品格。
You know, admiration.Deserves compliments within the marriage.
你知道在婚姻当中里面我们要学习去更多的称赞。
And I'll say this as, you know, especially husbands, we do have to compliment our wives a lot more.
我特别要说丈夫们我们也需要对太太有更多的称赞。
Right, husbands?
丈夫们是不是这样
Actually, I see the wives nodding a lot more.
我看到当中有许多的太太们在点头。
But we know it goes both ways as far as encouraging one another, doesn't it?
但我们知道不仅丈夫需要称赞太太，太太也要称赞丈夫。
Remember the emphasis of anointing being poured out to you, or the virgins loving you, in other words, taking notice, totally agreeing with you.
注意这边说到你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。换句话说，我们要去考虑别人有没有这样子来对我们的伴侣。
Here's something to consider, to notice about what others say about your spouse or about your mate.
我们要去仔细的省思别人有没有对我们的伴侣有怎么说他的。
Have you ever noticed what others says about your mate in a positive way?
别人有没有对你的配偶有没有什么正面的看法？
Do you ever have this experience when your wife comes back and she kind of shares that they received the compliment?
丈夫们有没有这样遇过这样的事情，就是我们的太太回到家中说她受到别人的称赞。
And she says that she comes back and she has a smile on her face, right?
当太太回到家的时候，她脸上充满了笑容。
So pay attention, husbands, because this is a cue for you.
所以丈夫们，你们要特别的注意去分辨。
Usually when a wife comes back home with a compliment and she says, oh, so-and-so said this, it was really nice of them to say this.
当太太们回到家说她被人称赞的时候。
So husbands, what should you do?
所以丈夫们，你们要应该怎么做？
Yes, I agree. You are beautiful. You are nice.
你要说啊，我他们说的很对，你真的很漂亮，今天真的很漂亮。
How many times do we miss that, don't we?
我们丈夫们有多少次都错过了这样称赞自己太太的机会。
Don't miss it. Don't miss what's right in front of you.
千万不要错过太太们给你一个机会来称赞他们。
You know, a while back, Julie and I were at a wedding.
不久之前我跟我太太 Julie 去参加一场婚礼。
And, as we were at this wedding, we were seated in this, for the wedding reception, right?
在这场婚礼上呢，我们就坐在这个宴会桌上。
And it just so happens this table we really didn't know anybody beforehand, so we introduced ourselves to the table and start to get to know one another.
然后在我们坐在宴会桌上的时候呢，我们都不认识同桌的任何人，所以我们一坐下来就跟他们开始跟他们介绍其他的宾客的介绍聊天。
So to my right, I'm talking to a young gentleman.
所以在我的右手边我正与一位年轻的先生谈话。
Of course, Julie sat next to me and then she started talking to a wife of a married couple there.
那我太太 Julie 就坐在我的左边，她就与另外一对已婚的夫妇在聊天。
And I'll tell you, it was probably just 5 or 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I just kind of turned around just to glance and see what's going on with Julie. And all of a sudden the wife says, I love your wife.
所以大概五分钟之后呢，我碰巧转头回来看 Julie， 然后她坐在她旁边的妻子就对我说：“我很喜欢你的妻子。”
You know, I didn't think anything of it. It's, you know, because I'm thinking, well, I love my wife too.
所以我不知道怎么回，所以我就随便说啊，我也很爱我太太。
So I looked at her again, and she says, "I just love your wife."
所以过一阵子，我又回头过来到左边啊，这位女士又对我说：“我真是喜欢你的太太。”
She just didn't say it once or twice. She said it about 4 or 5 times. And I'm going back in the conversation. I'm like, and she kept on saying, I just love your wife.
这位女士呢，反复大概说了，我真喜欢你的太太，大概有四五次了。
Now, I may not be the smartest one, but I better find out why she loves my wife.
我之后不禁想要去了解为什么她这么说。
This was a compliment.This was a reflection of what she thought of the conversation, of what she thought of how my wife was ministering to her.
这是一个这位女士对我太太 Julie 的一个称赞，她的优点。
And so I found out it was very complimentary of my wife.
所以我之后发现我太太 Julie 她是非常是非常好的一位，别人都对她有正面的称赞。
And so.Even in the few minutes, the 10 or 15 minutes of the conversation, this one lady had great compliments for my wife.
所以在这几十分钟很短的聊天的过程，他们的气氛也非常愉快，所以这位女士就对我的太太有非常高的称赞。
So guess what happened when we drove home from the wedding?
所以在回家的路上呢，
I turned to my wife and I said,I just love my wife.
我也转过头对我的太太 Julie 说，我也很爱我的太太。
When that admiration comes around, let us use it to encourage one another.
所以当别人称赞你的配偶的时候，我们要用这个来彼此互相称赞，鼓励对方。
Admiration and encouragement is welcome within the divine boundaries, especially in the context of marriage.
特别是赞美你的配偶，称赞你的配偶，在神所设立的婚姻的界限内是欢迎的。
Not only the couple loves each other, but they like each other.
那这对配偶，这伴侣彼此互相之间能够互相称赞，而且彼此互相吸引。
Thirdly, not only admiration, but also affection.
第三点呢，我们看到不只是只有彼此更多的称赞，我们彼此要更多的爱慕。
Verse 4 says, Draw me after you, let us run, the king has brought me into his chamber.
第四节说到，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你，王带我进了内室。
This is the bride's line, she can't wait to get into the chamber.
这个就是那么年轻的新妇的所说的。
In other words, she's saying, let's hurry it up here. Where are they going? They're going to the chambers. They're going to the bedroom. They're going to the honeymoon suite.
这年轻的新妇她说愿你吸引我我们就快跑跟随你。他们要去哪里就是去王的内室就是度蜜月的套房是主卧室。
Is the young bride appear to be eager?
这位年轻的新妇是不是热切期待的
Absolutely. Do you know why?
是的她是。你有没有想过为什么
Because her groom had earned her trust.
因为这位新郎已经赢得新妇的信任。
She wants to be alone with him and has no fear whatsoever.
这位年轻的新妇她盼望单独与这位新郎一起没有任何的恐惧。
She eagerly anticipates this private, this very intimate moment sharing in a chamber known as the bedroom.
新妇她热切的期盼与新郎的单独的独处，有亲密的时间在王的内室里面。
The passion for intimacy with your spouse is a good thing.
我们要知道热情还有热情在配偶的亲密之间是一件好事情。
The Song of Songs, if you read through it, it explains the purpose and the place where God designs it.
在这首我们看到雅歌的这些诗词里，我们看到神所设计的性的目的还有存在的价值。
When you read the Song of Songs, you read about the anticipation, the joy of patiently preparing and passionately pursuing God's way and God's design.
我们在阅读雅歌的时候，我们会看到，你会感到有兴奋的心情，有等候，有喜乐，还有耐心的去预备，来追求神的方式。
And when we do it God's way and how God's planned it, we can enjoy the security.Of committed in a covenant relationship without any reservations to one another.
当我们去追求神对婚姻价值的原意的时候，当我们按照他的计划去做的时候，我们可以享受在委身在这段的盟约的关系里面所带来的安全。
The experts have confirmed what we already know in Scripture is that when it comes to marriage, it is healthy. It is a excellent tonic for.Mental and emotional and physical health. In other words, marriage is much more beneficial than simply cohabitating together.
很多研究都指出，婚姻是一件好的事，婚姻是对精神、还有情绪、还有身体健康都是好的，而且婚姻远远好过在盟约关系以外的这些关系。
And it says the king had brought me into his chamber, the chamber where affection is to be expressed.It's the type of love between a husband and wife that is to be exalted and to be rejoiced together as one.
当我们看到王带我进了内室，这个内室就是婚姻里的内室，是夫妻之间的爱慕，而是为了要高举这份爱，还有为这份爱而来喜乐的。
You know, anytime you think of marriage, you should think about one thing.
当我们想到婚姻的时候，我们应该想到为一件事情。
You should think about Jesus Christ.
我们想到婚姻就应该想到耶稣基督。
Marriage points to Christ. Marriage portrays Christ in the church.
因为婚姻它描绘了基督和教会的关系。
Even the strong, affectionate desires that reflect of an ultimate desire to be complete in Christ.
而基督跟教会的关系，这种反映出这样一个强烈的吸引力，在基督里面得到了完全。
Paul understood in terms of the affections of Christ, and that's why he was motivated even more so to depart and be with Christ.
使徒保罗了解到他情愿与离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
Paul says, I'm hard pressed between the two, that is, living here, you know, on earth or being in heaven, my desire is to depart, to be with Christ, for that is far better.
使徒保罗在腓立比书一章说到我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的
A couple of things that we need to understand about this passage
还有很重要的是接下来我们要了解的几点
Remember, scriptures always speaks of Christ, always speaks of God
我们要知道在圣经里面的所有的经文永远都是指着神
Understand this, that God is good and He is good to us
圣经都是神所默示的我们知道神是良善的他对我们很好。
He's given us desires, He has given us love, and even divine love that's found only in Christ Jesus.
神他赐给我们一颗渴望的心，他赐给我们所有的爱，以及在耶稣基督里的属天的爱。
Remember, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heaven of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
If you understand the goodness of God, you also have to understand that we are fallen. In other words, we fall short.
如果你了解到神的良善，那么你也会明白我们是何等的堕落。
In other words, to be more specific, we are all sinners before the need of God's grace and mercy.
我们在神面前，我们都是罪人，我们需要神的恩典和怜悯。
We have to realize we mess up even the good things that God gives us.
我们要了解我们搞砸了神所赐给我们的美好的东西。
He gives us good desires, He gives us good gifts, He gives us good things, and sometimes we mess it up.
神他给我们的美好的渴望，他给我们美好的这些礼物。爱的礼物，但是我们却搞砸了它。
Regarding good desires, sometimes we mess it up. In other words, we lust.
神给我们这美好的爱的礼物，但是我们搞砸，我们扭曲了它，我们把它变成了情欲。
Attraction is a good thing, but sometimes we distort it, or sometimes we become obsessed with it.
吸引力对我们来讲是一件好的事情，但是我们却扭曲了它，把它变成了私欲。
God gives us.Love, and sometimes we even mess that good gift up, don't we?
神给我们这个美好的这份爱的好礼物，但是我们却搞砸了它。
Don't we sometimes hold back in terms of loving one another?
我们是不是有时候会有所保留，特别是要去爱别人的时候
？Have you ever wondered why can't I be more passionate or more loving to one another?
我们为什么不能更热情去更有热心的去爱别人
？With the power of God's love and Christ as Redeemer, we can.
我们如果凭着神所赐给我们的力量，我们就能够做到。
Christ came to die on the cross for our sins. He defeated the power of sin, the penalty of sin, and someday He will remove the presence of sin from our lives.
耶稣基督他是我们的救赎者，他。担当了我们罪，在十字架上死去，他经过战胜了罪的权势。有一天，他也会把我们身上的罪完全挪走。
Until then, God continues to redeem us, continues to renew us. Then we know and we have the confidence that He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
在那天来之前呢，神会一次又一次的赎回我们，而且我们也深信在那里面动了善工的必成全，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
Today you could step forward in loving even better than before. Come to Jesus.
我们今天就能够学习，能够比以前爱得更好，来到耶稣的面前，谦卑地来学习。
Will you and have you come to the cross of Jesus?
你愿意来到耶稣的十字架前吗？
For some of us who may have experienced hurt, then maybe we are hesitant when in regards to spreading God's love around.
若是我们感受经历过了一些伤害和伤痛，或是我们心里面有怀疑、存疑跟惧怕
，There is hope in Christ.
神就是你的盼望。
There is power, and not just love, but power of God's love for us.
耶稣基督就是你的盼望，而且在他里面能够更深的能够带给你力量。
We can go deeper into God's love, not simply just experiencing it.But also expressing it.
我们能够更深的来经历耶稣的爱，不只是单单经历耶稣的爱，而是流露出活出神的爱。
May the power of His love be evident in how we love one another.
愿神爱的大能在你的身上，能够让你流露出你爱别人、爱你的朋友的亲朋好友的方式。
Let me just say this one last thing, and that is, this passage is about the Savior King.
让我。用最后这一点来总结，就是雅歌这边是提到了是我们的救主名字，就是叫耶稣。
The song points to the ultimate groom, the ultimate king, whose name is Jesus. It is the groom who loves the church, that is his bride, and gave himself up for her.
雅歌他是最终指向了一个新郎，一个最终极的新郎或最终的王，他就是耶稣。
This song is both messianic and Christological.
雅歌他不仅是提到了耶稣基督，他也有提到了耶稣就是这个新郎。
We know that scriptures testify about God, testify about Christ.
我们知道这边证明了耶稣他就是为教会所牺牲的。
We should anticipate the joy of salvation realized when we enter the chambers of redemption provided by the King.
他让我们看到我们救恩的喜乐，还有他当我们进到我们的救主，我们的王所带我们进入的救赎的这个内室。
Now the word King is mentioned several times in the Song of Songs.
王这个字呢，在整首雅歌里面出现了几次。
He is the groom, he is the king, he is the savior king.
这个王呢，就是这个新郎，就是最终的王。
It is the savior king that protects, it's the savior king that provides, that redeems, restores, and renews.
这个王，这个救主，就是所带给我们救恩的喜乐的那一位。
Scripture says when it comes to Jesus, he is the one who loves, he is the one who sanctifies, he is the one who will present his bride, that is the church, in all its glory.
耶稣他不仅救赎还有恢复更新我们，他也爱教会，为教会而牺牲。
It is the Savior King that will restore what had been lost in the garden.
这位王呢，这位救主将恢复伊甸园里面所丢失的东西。
He points to the wedding day and the marriage that only eternity will realize with God's people.
那他也指着那个婚礼的日子，就是只有在婚姻才有永恒里才能实现的。
Marriage always points to Christ and the church.
就是这个婚姻就是指向耶稣和教会的关系。
And we should be having a loving response to a loving Savior King.
那我们应该有更深的爱来回应神对我们的爱。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, we realize indeed you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
阿爸天父，我们知道你是那万王之王，万主之主。
We realize, Father, it's by your amazing grace that we are saved.
主，我们知道那何等奇妙的爱，透过他这样的爱，我们得着救赎。
And it's by your grace and mercy that we're able to experience your love.
主啊，是凭着你的恩典还有你的怜悯，我们能够这样来经历你的爱。
Father, you've given us this gift of your divine love for us not simply to experience, but also to express.
主啊，你给我们这样的一个何等宝贵的爱的礼物，不仅是当我们来亲身经历，而让我们能够来回应你。
And so that should be in all of us that we should know we can never exhaust your love.
主啊，让我们知道我们永远无法你的爱永远不止息。
There's always more of your love, more of your power in your love for us.
主啊，你对我们的爱是永不止息的，是永远长存的。
And so, Father, as long as we have a day, help us to love one another as Christ loved us.
主啊，就在我们活着的每一天，就让我们亲身的能够切身的来体会你。耶稣基督为我们的爱。
Father, help us and have mercy on us that we may begin with our families and continue to spread it out to even to the family of God.
主啊，让我们能够活出从你而来的爱，毫无保留，不单只是在我们的家庭里面，甚至在我们的教会里面也是。
May the whole world know that we love because Christ first loved us.
主啊，让我们的生命就让全世界都知道，我们爱是你先爱我们。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen. Amen.